We meet at the club. You notice me as soon as I walk in. I'm wearing a short, tight black dress with tall black heels. You smile at me. I smile back as I move through the room. You beckon me over. I just keep smiling and lightly shake my head. I move past you, but I can feel the appreciation in your gaze, and I love it. But as I walk by, you reach out to tap me on my shoulder. So I turn. You come closer and you say, "You're beautiful." And normally I ignore pickup lines like this, but you actually seem to mean it, so I decide we can talk for a little while. And we do, about normal things, life, work, the usual. But as we talk, the more you keep looking at me, the more aroused you get. And I can see you trying to play it off, pretend like it's not happening, but the growing bulge in your pants tells a completely different story. And in a corner of my mind, I notice this. In all of my mind, I'm loving it. While you try and pretend it's not there. Normally, I would ignore it, because I'm pretty good at that. But for some strange reason, the more we talk, the more I find myself equally, if not even more, attracted to you. I'm not sure what it is about you, but there's something that just draws me to you. And as we stand there talking, I can feel a moistness between my thighs, saturating my underwear. And as I try myself to hide my reaction to you, I think you can tell because you step a little closer to me, and I step a little closer to you, until there's nothing but an inch separating our bodies. And it's like we're connected. Like there's this short, thin piece of string tying us together. And there's heat radiating from our bodies. And I can't move away, even though I know I should, before any of this gets out of control. But I don't, and neither do you. Instead, you reach out and you slowly slide your arm around my waist. And instead of resisting, I slip into your embrace until our bodies are pressed together. You lean down and you kiss me. And you taste so good, like mint with a hint of sweetness. I slide my tongue inside your mouth, mimicking what I hope your cock will be doing in just a little while. And you pull me closer, pressing me against you. And I move against you, feeling your hard bulge settle in the valley between my thighs. And I try and push myself even closer, wanting to know what it feels like to have it inside me, but not being able to get close enough. Never getting close enough. And we continue to kiss. Your hands trailing down my back to cup my ass as you pull me against you. My arms go around your neck, one hand fisting your hair as I pull you down further to deepen the kiss. You taste so good. I break the kiss long enough to whisper in your ear, "I bet you feel as good inside as you taste." And I see a knowing smile come across your face. can tell that you were thinking the same thing. But then the dilemma arises. You say we can't go back to your place because you have roommates. And I say we can't go back to my place because it's too far. We could go to a hotel, but that's a little pricey. Plus, I think we could be a little more adventurous. So we leave the club together. Now we're standing outside on the sidewalk, arm in arm, our bodies touching in as many places as possible, while still keeping it PG, being out on the street and all. And I make a suggestion. I say, well, there is my car, if we can find a secluded enough spot. And you look at me and you laugh. Your car, you say? Not exactly what I had in mind. Well, it isn't what I had in mind either. But all I know is that I want your cock deep inside my wet tight pussy. That I want you fucking me and pounding me and making me trip and come all over your thick cock. And when I tell you this and I look in your eyes, I know that that's exactly what you want too. So you smile. Your car it is. So we get in my car and we drive around a bit, wondering where in the hell we can go that would give us just enough privacy so we don't get disturbed. It takes a little while to find a place, but eventually we end up in the parking lot at a school. A little unethical maybe, but it's a Saturday night, no one's there. No school dances or parties, so I think we'll be safe. So as soon as I park, we hop into the back seat, and the clothes start coming off. My shoes, my pants, my top, your shirt, your shoes, your pants, my bra, my panties. Your underwear, until we're both naked, and I just look at you, and I trail a hand down the length of your hot body, down your neck, your chest, past your belly button, to wrap my hand around your cock, and my eyes widen a bit in surprise. Your cock so thick and full and hard is so warm to the touch. Warm enough I think you could keep my hands toasty on a cold night. Just feeling your reaction to me makes me want you even more. I slide down till I'm laying as best as possible in the back seat and you climb on top of me. Slowly you lower your hips down to meet mine, but still you don't move inside me. I spread my legs for you, bending my knees, begging for you. Baby, fuck me please. Slide your thick, hard cock inside me. Oh, I want to feel you stretch my tight pussy. You chuckle as you settle down on top of me. Your weight trapping me against the seat. Your hands reach up to cup my breasts. You pinch my nipples. Drawing a little gasp from me. Because everything feels so good. You lean forward and you kiss me. This time your tongue sliding inside my mouth. And I take it on as we kiss. All I think about, all I can imagine is that it's your cock inside me. Until my pussy is dripping wet. And your cock is sliding against my pussy lips, pressing against my clit. And it could feel the hot slickness of my pussy. You lean down to whisper in my ear. Do you want my cock inside you? Do you want me to fuck you? Pound your pussy and make you come? And I beg you. Oh, God, yes, baby. I want your cock inside me. I want you to fuck me so badly, baby. So you reach down. And you take a moment to tease my pussy. Rubbing the tip of your cock against my clit. Making me moan because it feels so good. I press my hips up, trying to take you inside. But still you tease me. Baby, please. I beg. Please. I want you inside me so badly. I want you to fuck me, please, baby, please. You laugh. Well, you say, sit you so nicely. And finally, finally I get to feel you slide every inch. All of your thick cock inside my pussy. And it feels so good. Having you in there. And as you slide inside, you moan. Telling me that, it fits. Just like a hand in glove. And slowly you start to move inside me. And I wrap my legs around your waist. Cause it feels so fucking good having you inside me. And you fuck me. Your cock sliding deep and deep, stretching my pussy. Your balls slapping against me. Making me moan. Making me dripping wet all over your cock. Making me want to come for you. Making me want to come all over you. That's it, baby. Fuck me. Fuck me with your thick cock. So hard. Baby, please fuck me faster. I want you to pound that pussy. Make me scream. That's it, baby, don't stop. So you fuck me harder. You fuck me hard and fast. Your balls slapping against my ass. That and the sounds of our breath, the only sounds. The window's fogging up as you fuck me. As I fuck you. As I take you as deep into my pussy as you can go. That's it, baby. Fuck me. I love your thick, fat cock. That's it, baby. I want to be your little slut. I'm going to be your little cum slut. I want you to come deep inside me. That's it, baby. Fuck me. Baby, don't stop. I want to be your little whore. That's it, baby. You fuck me so hard. That's it, baby. Make me come. Baby, I want you to come with me. That's it. Fuck me. Fuck me, baby. Fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh, I'm gonna come all over your cock. Do you want that, baby? I want you to come with me. That's it. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh my god, yes. I'm gonna come. That's it, baby. Fuck. Oh shit. Oh, that's it. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, 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 fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, don't stop. Oh, oh, that's it. Oh, shit, baby. Fuck. We lie there in the back seat of my car, utterly spent. It felt so fucking good. And you smile. And you tell me just how good it was for you. And we take a moment to just catch our breath, reorient ourselves. Oh, and as I lay there with you on top of me, there's only one thought going through my mind. When can we do this again?